I'm Casey Warwick, and I'm the founder of the Undone Program and the Embodied Woman. I train and coach women how to embody their power in relationships and master true leadership in their business and life all over the world. You see, over the years, I have become passionate about showing women just how truly capable they are and the life that they can create when they understand their own power. And I guess it's through my own journey and my own understanding of learning what it takes to actually get there that I am able to help unlock the secrets of it in other women. So this podcast is completely dedicated to bring you the conversations, insights, and the tools that will take the difference of what it actually means to step into your power as a woman. It will allow you to create the relationships you truly desire, both internally and externally, and show you what it takes to build the life and the career you truly desire through unlocking your own leadership styles. The Feminine Files leads the way in owning our feminine power.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of The Feminine Files. I'm sitting here today and I was drinking my cup of cacao and I had something deeply drop into me that I thought, you know what, I'm going to jump straight on and I'm going to record a podcast on this. So today is a single solo session with me and I'm going to be talking about how to manage self-love rituals for the busy woman, because the one thing that I see often is women who are pressed for time, super, super busy, and I hear often they don't have time. So first and foremost, I'm just going to call bullshit, because we all have time. The question is, how do we manage that time? Are we honoring the pockets of time that we do have available? And I'm also going to give you some ways in which you can find yourself a new way to step into the light of honoring yourself and actually look at the pockets of time that you have and give yourself some love. So let's get into it. So firstly, when it comes to managing time, like for those of you who are mamas, who are business owners, it can be a lot, especially if you're a mom who is a business owner, who is also a solo entrepreneur, and you are doing all the hats in the business. You are the CEO, the CFO, the marketing manager, you know, back end coordinator, the website builder, all of those things. It can be quite hard to find that time just for you. So I want to walk you through a little bit of my day of what that looks like for me and also give you some tools on when it gets really busy. So the first thing that I always do before I step into the office is I always, 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 without fail, sit down to pray. I sit down to pray, even if it's 5 minutes. If I've got longer than that, that is what I do as well. What we want to be able to create for ourselves is a deep connection to spirit through our work. And for me, I know that my deepest expansions have only ever come when I've committed to the process. And this is why the last 2 years have been such a radical growth, because I have committed to my spiritual practice. And some days it can look like literally just being like, good morning, God, really quickly and saying what I need to say so that way I can connect in. Other days, it's a lot more intense. It's breath work, it's journaling, it's really sitting with myself. But I take the time to sit with myself every single day. Anytime I am flustered, overwhelmed, going into a deep sabotage pattern, it's the first thing I do as well. I don't sit at my office trying to figure it out. I go straight back to divine source. So I wanted to gift you that. But I really want to talk into these ritual situation, because I often see women when, especially when they've had a baby, they lose that sense of, I have time for myself, right? Like, I know for me, when I became a mother, that was the first thing that went out the door. It was like, I don't have my time to just fluff around and do whatever I wanted to do. So I came up with a way that really allows me to know, okay, I've got 5 minutes. What is it that I can do? Okay. And I like to call this my self-love checklist. Okay. And if you can imagine this on a piece of paper, on one side of that piece of paper, you've got the time of what each activity would make, like a bit of a table. So it would be 5-minute slots, 10-minute slots, 15-minute slots, right through to half an hour, 45, 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hour, whole day practices. Okay. And so what I often do is I look at this self-love graph and I'll be like, okay, cool, I've only got 5 minutes. What's something I can do for 5 minutes? In 5 minutes, it might be a quick dump list. It might be just getting the things out of my brain onto paper so they're not taking up space in my head. It might be taking a walk away from the computer, taking a few breaths, walking outside and putting my feet on the ground. It might be just literally walking away from my computer desk because I have a sacred space right beside me and pulling a quick card or putting on an essential oil that can help ground me. There's so much that we can do in 5 minutes for ourselves that we often forget. And then when we look at the bigger things that we can do, 10 minutes might be a quick journaling exercise. 15 minutes might be meditation. Oh, that could even be 5 minutes if you really need it, right? Half an hour, that could be having a shower to refresh yourself and coming back in a better headspace. An hour could be a bath, a book, a candle lit. 2 hours could be going out for a massage and allowing yourself to have that space and stepping away. It could be going and getting your nails done. It could be taking yourself out to lunch to your favorite restaurant. It could be allowing yourself to go and have a coffee with a girlfriend or a walk along the beach. 3 hours could be an amazement of things. A whole day could have you fully nourished and refreshed, ready to go back into life. And truth be told, some days my son will go to daycare and I'll be like, oh my God, it's a work day. And I know that my work is based off who I be. If I'm not in spiritual alignment with what my mission is here to do, if I'm coming from lack, from scarcity, from tiredness, from not being able to be in my power, I can't perform in my business. I can't show up for the women that I'm here to serve, and I get shitty results. It's the absolute truth. So I prioritize these practices over my business.
Are you looking to step into your next level of leadership as a woman, a CEO, and a business owner? As a woman, it can be so much to hold all of the things that we have to hold and still show up as a leader in your business. You have relationships, you have a personal life, and potentially you have motherhood as well. Right now, applications are open for my 6-month mastermind, Embodied Business. In this mastermind, I'll be working in an intimate setting with you, covering all the areas of what it takes to step into your leadership as a CEO, as a woman honoring the relationships in her life, and if you're already there, holding you through motherhood. I have learned a thing or two in the last year of stepping into this space, and especially when it comes to business, we need that support. In this mastermind, we cover what I believe to be the 3 core pillars of what it takes to truly stand out as the authority in your industry. I'm talking energetics, strategy, and embodiment. If you haven't heard me say it a million times already, I believe everything touches everything. And how you show up in your personal life will affect how you show up as a businesswoman. It's time to marry your worlds together and bring harmony to your nervous system. Applications are now open. If this sounds like you, head on over to my website, www.casework.com, and book a call in with me personally to see if this is the right fit for you.
Now, that's not to say that I don't do what I need to do in business, because you all know, if you've been listening to my podcast for a long time, I am absolutely a gun at getting things done when I need to. However, the only reason I can hold that energy is because I look after myself, because I honor the practices that I need for myself. Every single month, I have my kinesiology session. Every single month, I book myself in for something to nourish me that is separate from everything that I normally do. I am so ridiculously ruthless in honoring my family time that every single week we do something for ourselves as a family. We connect in. Every Sunday, my partner and I sit down and we have a ceremony welcoming in the new week. It is so incredibly important to celebrate through the energetics of your life just as much as it is to ground in what's happening in the physical realm. You can be all the things that you need to be, and you also get to celebrate that with spirit. So allow yourself to receive, allow yourself to nourish yourself. And remember that until you start loving yourself fully, the universe is never going to get the full hint of you receiving abundance. Abundance starts with how you treat yourself. So for the busy woman who is too busy to even consider putting herself first in this moment, I want this to be your reminder. Go and do something for yourself today. And it doesn't have to be a lot. It can be make a cup of tea and sit down and write out what it is that you say that you desire. It could be call that friend that you've been longing to have a coffee with because you know that being in that energy is going to up-level you. It could be sitting down and starting the book that you've been saying you always wanted to write. Whatever it may be for you, now is the time to start looking at how that's going to play out in your world by giving it the small pockets of time. Time is such an illusion. And it's not about what time we don't have. It's how we prioritize the time that we do have. So I hope this has landed for you. And I would love, love, love for you to share with me on my socials at Casework what landed most for you about this. Because here's what I know. A woman who is in business and really taking the time to grow her business must also be able to grow herself spiritually to be able to hold that. Because expansion can only come in to the container that is willing to hold what it is that it's creating. This is why often when people win the lottery, 84% of it to be exact, 2 years later, they are broke because they didn't have the capacity to hold it. They're probably riddled in karmic debt. They're not allowing themselves to clear the energetic bonds that they have, and it continues to allow them to stay where they were. If you want to make big in this world, if you want to allow yourself the most expansion you ever have, your rituals are the most important piece. And this is a big part of what I teach in my mastermind, Embodied Business. A lot of the women in there, they're like, oh yeah, I love the coaching. I love the strategy. But it's the energetics piece that gets them because they did not realize how much or how many different practices they could do to fit into their world to make expansion happen easily for them. So many of the tasks and the opportunities that I give these women to be able to expand, and when I say tasks and opportunities, like we literally every fortnight in that mastermind, we have an energetics masterclass diving deeply into different realms and different spaces to continue to expand. And every time we do that, something happens in their business. I have had women in there that have, you know, never had big months and suddenly they're making huge months. They're having breakthroughs in their business that they've never ever thought that they could have, and they've done nothing differently except to be with themselves and honor what their body needs. When you allow yourself to commit to the strategy, to allow yourself to get consistent in who you be in business and add in the ritual of self-love, and I don't mean the fluffy self-love, I mean the depth of knowing yourself at a spiritual level, that is where we upgrade. That is where we create a new foundation. That is where we lead into a whole new realm of what it is to be a woman in her power and embodied in her leadership. So applications are now open for my February mastermind. So if you are wanting to come play in that, please reach out to me on social media at Casework or jump straight into my website. All the details are there at www.casework.com. But seriously, if you don't get on top of your rituals very soon, that's when burnout happens. Get on top of them, allow yourself to expand, and consider yourself extra loved today. Thank you for listening.